federal employees coming back to work. And that leaves government contract employees asking the question, what about me? What should I do today? Well, we don't have all the answers, but we've called Roger Waldron, president of the Coalition for Government Procurement, to shine some light on what contractors do next. Hi, Roger.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So should contract employees be reporting to agencies too?
Well, that's a question of communication, I guess the way I'd characterize it. First of all, and we were talking about this before the shutdown and with regard to sequestration, is communication between contractors and contracting officers was vitally important then. It's vitally important now to get things back up and running, and that's communication between government and industry, and then obviously within a company, communication to your employees about what their expectations are and when they are supposed to report to work. And I sort of put this question in three buckets. First, if a contractor has received a formal written stop work order or stop work order from the government, from the contracting officer, that contractor needs to hear from the contracting officer to have that stop work order lifted so that they can begin performance again. You know, when the government does that, then obviously that contractor, its management team, would be communicating with its employees as to, you know, the timing of when they get back to work. So that's a formal process where a stop work order has been issued. There may also be instances where the stop work orders were self-executing, or, the lifting of the stop work order was self-executing if there was language in it, something to the effect that perhaps, it says that when a bill is signed to reopen the government and end the shutdown, you are to report to work. That language may be in some sort of agreement. So it's a sort of second category.
And so if it's the second category, you know you're coming back to work today.
Possibly, that's a question of communication. How did the government communicate the stop work order? What was the language in the stop work order? And then, obviously, the company's management and communication to its employees, what the expectations are with regard to responding to the language in that stop work order, and whether it's automatically been lifted or whether they have to actually wait for the government to communicate to the contractor and say, hey, I'm lifting the stop work order. It's time for you guys to get back to work. And then there's sort of a third category, which really boils down to some, contractor management decisions. If work has sort of slowed down as a result of the shutdown, there's been no formal, stop work order issued, then it's really the company's got to, I would advise them to reach out immediately to contracting officers saying, hey, do we need to ramp back up? What do we need to do? But that's the company's going to have to figure that out in communication with the government as to what its decision is, whether it wants its folks to immediately report and ramp back up.
And just do you have a sense of how this broke down for contractors? How many stop work orders versus how much just sort of we don't want you to be at work right now because we can't pay you? Sort of the informal type of
that's
stuff.
That's a great question, and I don't have any numbers on it. That's something we're going to be looking at in the wake up at the Coalition for Government Procurement. We're going to be, surveying members about what the impact was post shutdown. We're also going to be asking questions like that. What kind of communication did you receive from the government? See if we can develop some lessons learned coming out of this situation. And so, we hope it doesn't happen again. It better not happen again, I hope. But developing some information about, what the government did in response to it in terms of stop work orders and that sort of thing, I think is important. And I would also want to make the point that, our conversation right now is all about some of the collateral damage of the shutdown. It's wasted time in terms of, companies and company employees and government employees are now scrambling and taking the time to try to restart work that should have already been done or ongoing. And time is money. Time is money for the taxpayer. Time is money for the customer agencies. And time is money for contractors in the private sector as well. And this uncertainty it's a collateral damage to the whole system that increases costs. It's just one example of it.
And Roger, what about making contractors whole for both the companies and the employees themselves for what they lost during the shutdown? Is there any hope of that now that the government has reopened?
It's a different matter than, government. I was in the government during the last shutdown, and there's bills been passed the right to pay the government employees for the time that the shutdown, during which they weren't reporting to work for the shutdown. It doesn't work quite the same way for a contractor in that, they're paid for work performed. It's a, it's essentially a commercial transaction in a contract. And to the extent, the work had stopped, it's a much more difficult situation for the contractors, and for the employees as well. It's some of that collateral damage to, as a result of the shutdown that, the contractors, it impacts them just as much, and in some cases more than even the federal employees in terms of the contractor employees.
Okay, but in terms of resuming business, if we have to give a bottom line, it's those people who have had a stop work order with some language saying once the government officially reopens, come back to work immediately. They know what to do. Those who have had a stop worker order issued should expect the contracting officer to give directions.
Right.
And those who just haven't really had anything and haven't had much work should really be reaching out to the agency themselves and saying, what do I do now?
Right. And, I would say I would emphasize the importance of communication between the government and industry. Regardless of those three scenarios, it can't hurt to communicate with contracting officers and program managers, contractors, reaching out to them, because it's one thing to say yes, get back to work, but there's also logistical questions in terms of contract performance, getting the people in place. There's a lot of moving parts that go into, a services contract or a contract supporting a particular customer agency mission. And those things have to be executed as well. You can turn the lights back on, but there's the computers and everything else, making sure you have all the pieces in place moving forward. So I would also emphasize the importance of reaching out to your government points of contact to manage expectations, to understand what the government's going to do and what the next steps are, because it's more than just saying come back to work. It's then once you get back to work, getting back to work and not having delays while you're sitting there as well.
Yeah, it sounds like it could take a while. Could take a couple more days for contract employees to be able to do what they normally do because their federal counterparts aren't there. People perhaps haven't flipped on the proverbial light switches and so forth.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment of it. It's going to take a couple days, I think, for things to get back to normal, at least.
All right. Roger Waldron is the president of the Coalition for Government Procurement. Roger, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Emily. My pleasure.